that you can use the law of your 2 feet today, so when you want to go to the cafeteria, you can go, and if you want to come back here, that's great as well. So we've got this young gentleman here.
Yeah, Rossi, woo!
Yeah. So I don't know if, well, yeah, a couple of us in law field in grade 7, we had this teacher called Mr. Freeman. He was a, Mr. Freeman. He was a science teacher, and every time we had a substitute teacher, and we got a and that substitute teacher complained about our class's behavior, he would make us write lines for like maybe a week. And if when we were acting up in class, he would have a spray bottle and he would just spray us, like cats.
What?
And at one point we had a student that, we need a negative story. We had this one student who was just like the bane of his existence, because every time he knew he was gonna get the bottle, he's like, I'm thirsty right now, just come on.
How would you turn that situation into a positive? What would you have expected from your teacher?
It was really like some tough love stuff. Like Brent said, it's discipline, but really the people who were purposely, getting in trouble so they could mess with the teacher were kind of, for the people that actually listened to him, it's writing the law. Okay, I can't talk. I cannot.
Do you have a learning story? Like what helps you learn better? A good learning experience that you have that you can share with us?